Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Installed in Weeks, Not Months, The Fast Track Approach to CRM Deployment, written by Brett Allegray Wood.
And if you've ever been through a CRM project that dragged on for 6 months or more, this one's going to feel very relevant.
That's the starting point Brett makes. Most businesses expect CRM rollouts to take months, sometimes closer to a year. And that expectation comes from real experience. Legacy systems, long professional services engagements, integrations that keep breaking.
So what's actually different here?
The core argument is that Anabu.ai is designed to be live in 4 weeks, not by cutting corners on what it does, but by building everything as a single, unified system from the start.
Right, and he uses the phrase single source of truth quite a bit. What does that actually mean in practice?
It means your customer records, sales opportunities, marketing interactions, conversation histories, and AI agent outputs all live in one place. So when your voice bot takes a call, that conversation is already attached to the contact record. No syncing between tools, no gaps.
That's the bit that always gets me with stitched-together systems. You end up with customer data in 3 places and none of them agree.
Exactly. And what Brett's describing is that all the capability, voice bots, chat bots, sales bots, email, funnels, reputation management, those are native to the platform, not bolt-ons. They work together from day one.
Okay, so walk me through the 4 weeks, because live in 4 weeks is a bold claim.
He lays it out quite specifically. Week one is a discovery workshop, a few hours identifying the key workflows, stakeholders, and data sources. Week two is data mapping and import, contacts, companies, open deals, pulled in from spreadsheets, legacy CRMs, wherever they live.
Week three?
Week three is core setup, sales pipelines, email domains, automations. The conversation bots and sales bots are configured for the highest impact scenarios, lead capture, qualification, appointment booking. The voice bot gets attached to existing phone numbers or new ones provisioned for the purpose.
And week four?
Test, train, go live. QA in a sandbox, focus training for the team, then everything switches to production. The first campaigns and outbound sequences start.
I want to push back on the consultant piece because most SME owners I know have been told you can manage this yourself and then found it wasn't quite true.
That's fair, and Brett addresses it directly. The platform is intentionally designed for in-house teams. An operations owner, a sales lead, a marketing person, not a specialist. Training covers the practical daily tasks, editing bot flows, launching funnels, monitoring reputation metrics.
What about when things go wrong?
There's a marketplace and partner services for when you want specialist help, but the argument is that for most businesses, external consultants become unnecessary after the initial onboarding weeks.
He uses some real examples, doesn't he?
He does. A regional dental franchise, 30 locations, needed consistent call handling, patient recalls, and reputation management. Within 5 weeks, each location had automated recalls, reputation bots pushing reviews to local listings, and a voice bot handling after-hours calls. No expensive consultants.
30 locations in 5 weeks is a decent stress test.
The second example is a B2B manufacturing firm. Disparate contact lists, missed follow-ups, no real sales process. They consolidated contacts, launched sales bots to qualify inbound leads, and had a productive CRM live in 4 weeks. The sales team reported faster pipeline velocity.
What does he say about keeping scope realistic? Because that's usually where these projects balloon.
He's quite direct. Start with the 20% of use cases that produce 80% of the value. Use the templates rather than building from scratch. Pilot with one location or business unit, measure the results, then scale.
So what's the one thing you'd act on this week from this article?
Book the discovery session. Brett says it's a few hours. You map your top workflows, your must-have automations, your data sources. That one session sets the clock and gives you a week-by-week plan.
For me, it's scope discipline. Pick the 2 or 3 workflows that actually move the needle, use the templates, and resist the urge to build everything at once. That's what gets you live rather than planning forever.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Worth reading if you want the complete week-by-week breakdown. And if you'd like Brett's team to map this out for your specific business, there's a free AI audit you can book on the site.
Worth doing.